Okay, so physically, you know, I can tell you places to go buy one, but I still think that you need to set it up at All-Star Link. So I'm going to go ahead and give you those instructions. It's two parts. One is, how do I get a node assigned to me, a node number, at All-Star Link? That's question number one. And question number two is, then, what do you recommend for a node or something like that? So part one is at All-Star Link, so log in and set up a server. I know it sounds all big and scary, but set up a server. Just use your call sign, and everything else is pretty obvious. If you have any specific questions, you can ask, but there's not much to it. Just give it your call sign and answer the questions about location to what degree you want to. Give it a description. You know, like if you look around at All-Star Link at the nodes that are online, you can see what other people do. I usually have, you know, call sign, you know, and then, you know, a lot of people put call sign and frequency, you know, in the name. But anyhow, set up a server. Then once you get a server set up, you go to the tab where you can look at your servers and you request a node for that server. And that's going to take a day or so. And they'll assign you a node. At that point, you'll go to the node tab or the drop-down, and you'll look at the nodes. And when you look at the node that you've been assigned, there'll be a password column. And in that password column, when you hover over it, it'll look blank. But when you hover over it, your password will appear. And that's the credentials you need to set up a node. So that's how you set it up. You know, create a server, then request and set up a node. All right, so far so good?
Yes. Yep, I'm following you. I messed around with PiStar software to get, I had a Raspberry Pi unit that I couldn't get working, so I'm following you right along here.